It's time for us to talk to John Rainey, state representative over in Austin. So let's head that way. Good morning. How are you this morning, Representative?
I'm doing well.
You had to walk out of a meeting again for us, huh?
No, we didn't have a meeting this morning. So I'm sitting here
relaxing, getting ready for the day. Okay. Let's talk. I see that the Senate passed their convention of states, their legislation yesterday. The House is still looking at that. Tell me where that seems to be going on your side.
Well, I think it's one of the issues that the Governor Abbott wants to take care of. We passed that before. I expect it to pass again. Don't see anything particularly wrong with it. I was concerned a little bit about the rogue delegate situation, but I guess that's something that we'll visit with when we get over to on the House side.
Well, we talked to Senator Schwertner about this, and again, this will be, you still got lots of states I think Texas would be the eighth or ninth state if it does pass. And, you know, on paper, it really looks like a good idea, but it's going to take time to get the appropriate number of states to do this. And can we in reality have that kind of a radical change?
Well, now, I honestly don't know, Scott, but I do know the one positive thing about it is if that convention were to go rogue, it would only take 13 states to kill it. So it takes 13 states to kill the balanced budget.
Certainly.
Amendment.
Certainly. Let's move on to your vice chair of higher education. Anything going on over in that committee that would be pertinent to the folks around here?
Well, we're going to have two of my, I would call them very helpful bills, but not gigantic bills, are going to be heard next week. At least that's what I believe is going to happen. I have a bill that will keep sex offenders from living in a dorm on the college campus, and I have another bill that will protect veterans when they are having difficulty getting their money from the Veterans Administration for GI Bill and keep them from being dismissed from school for not paying their fees and tuition if that money hasn't arrived yet from the VA. It's not a very common occurrence, but it has happened, and I have had one complaint. I just think it's ridiculous that someone would dismiss somebody from school because they hadn't been able to get their GI Bill.
Certainly, that's something that's well beyond their control. Well, while we're talking about veterans and such, did you happen to see the State of the Union address last night, and do you have any thoughts there?
Well, I did see it, and I thought it was a very good speech. I noticed that, as in typical fashion, the opposition party doesn't usually stand up.
No, they don't.
So my wife thought that was rude, but I failed to remind her that we probably did the same thing.
Well, it could well be. Now, one of the things, did you hear anything in there that necessarily, you know, Texas, of course, has got a pretty strong economy, already pretty good things going on. Was there anything else in there that you heard that you thought would bode well for Texas?
Well, if you want to know the truth, I was tired and I left about halfway through it.
I understand that. Okay. Yeah, I got to understand that.
I'd had a long day. So I didn't listen to all of it, but I'm sure that if he continues with the idea of reducing corporate tax, I think that would be just a gigantic boom for the economy of the whole country.
You know, the Republican Party struggles in Washington. It struggles in Austin a little bit too. The House's new public education chairman says that he opposes school vouchers. Well, that's the thing that Dan Patrick thinks is important over on the Senate side. How is that going to come out in the
wash? Well, you know, there's a lot of differences between the House and Senate.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, yeah.
Looking at it from my own perspective, I would say that the first thing we have to do is make sure we fund public education properly. Then if we are funding it properly, maybe we could look at vouchers. But my first concern is making sure that we fund public education, and I think that right now we're looking at cutting them again, like it was done in 2011. And I'm not too much in favor of that when we have what I believe are the money sitting in the bank to take care of that particular situation when the state is having a little bit of a rough time. And I'm not opposed to using that economic stabilization fund at this point to help us over, because I honestly believe that by the time this next biennium is halfway over, I think our economy is going to be booming, and I think we'll be fine financially and be able to, if we need to, pay that back or whatever we need to do next session. It may take several different things to do it. It may take some deferrals. It may take using some of the rainy day fund, and then there may be some other, maybe a speed up on tax collections a little bit. But I think it's important that we fund education, both public and higher, without dropping the ball. The medical school has talked about, well, we're going to have to drop, I'm talking about A&M's medical school, 50 students because of the Senate proposal. Now, I don't think that their proposal is going to, doing away with all special items, is going to float. I'm sure they'll start adding some of them back, but it's, we don't know. And the vet, the medical school has said, sent out letters telling people that we're not going to be able to accept any more students under the current conditions, and I think that's kind of a one of those things that we need to look at and make sure we have adequate supply of doctors coming through the chain, and I think that's kind of a poor move.
Certainly. While we've been talking, I was in contact with Andrew Nelson, Mayor O'Brien, who said he's a board member of Brazos Valley Cares, and he says that there is a serious problem that veterans have been having delays in being able to get their funds, and so it is a wide-ranging problem, so you're addressing that, and that's something that's obviously good. As we saw last night, the mention of a Navy SEAL that was killed was a two-minute standing ovation.
I saw that part and I almost cried myself. Sure. Watching. Yep. That
well,
wife,
taking care of our veterans is certainly an important thing to do. Anything that we need to know about that's going to take place between now and when we visit again next week?
Well, you know, you never know over here what's going to happen. It just jumps up and bites you sometimes. But I really think that everything's rolling pretty smooth. We're going to have our hearing today on on the floor about CPS, and that's going to be interesting. And we need to take care of that problem. Primarily, they were talking about trying to let families, members, take care of as much of it as possible, and funding them at a little bit better level. So I think that's important. They claim that when families take care of other children from the family, that the results are a whole lot better than when they go to a foster care system.
Certainly. Well, we'll hope so. Well, we'll visit with you next week, and we appreciate the time this morning.
You bet.